Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here's another reason to dread tax season. The Internal Revenue Service says it paid out $63 billion in fraudulent tax returns between 2011 and 2014. That means someone posing as you could walk away with a refund check with your name on it. Our next guest says filing early is the best way to avoid becoming a victim. Sean Novak teaches tax policy at Arizona State University's School of Public Affairs. He's a former tax advisor for the U.S. Senate Finance Committee. And Sean, the IRS is well aware of this problem, so you'd think it'd be getting better, not worse.
In some ways, it is getting better. Certainly, IRS has done a lot to try to control this problem. But criminals learn from it as well, and they see easy money. You know, they're learning how to do this better and better, but, you know, it's a cat and mouse game. It's hard to say who's winning.
So let's go there. Who are the people doing this, and how are they tricking the IRS and us as taxpayers?
So certainly we live in an era where there's a lot of identity theft that goes on in general. You know, all sorts of cybersecurity issues. You know, personal identification information, you know, is easily obtained by criminals. And what they've learned they can do is use stolen identity information to go in and file a fraudulent tax return and get the IRS to pay a refund on that return and steal the refund. And what happens is the taxpayer, when they go to file their return, it's rejected because IRS thinks the first return, the fraudulent return, was the real one.
So the IRS thinks the first return is the real one, but it's not because it's not you. Why don't they know that? I mean, shouldn't the IRS be doing something to confirm the identity of the people that it's sending checks out to?
That's really the core of the problem, is that right now, with the existing data systems that IRS has, they can't really validate that tax return really until after the tax return filing season is over and all of the data matching has taken place. Essentially, when IRS is issuing refunds early in the tax season, they're sort of doing it on the honor system. A smart identity thief is going to have enough correct taxpayer information that they can get that return through the initial filters that IRS uses.
And of course, I just feel like if this were to happen to me, what a bureaucratic nightmare, because then you have to get on the phone with the IRS, you have to prove who you are, a process that I imagine takes, you know, not just days, not just weeks, but maybe months or more.
It takes months. A few years ago, it was taking as long as a year. Now, they're considerably faster, but you're probably still looking at a period of at least 4 months, probably more like 6 months.
Is there any guarantee that I will get my money back?
Well, it depends on how persistent and diligent you are in, you know, going through the system to get it back. People do get their money back eventually. You know, IRS has done a lot to add additional assistance to help victims of this crime, you know, but it's still a struggle. For IRS, this is an enormously labor and resource-intensive process to straighten out one of these cases and get the proper refund back to the taxpayer.
And of course, it may be a very labor-intensive job for the IRS, but every year it seems the IRS has less and less money.
Yes, that has been a big problem for the IRS, that if you look at their budget in real terms, you know, it's basically either stayed static or gone downhill, you know, for at least the last 5 or 6 years. You know, certainly IRS has some real resource-related issues. You know, a lot of their information processing technology is way outdated. There's a lot of upgrade that they need to their systems.
Well, you mentioned there are some things that the IRS is trying to do. Employers will have to send W-2 information to the IRS earlier, starting in 2017. There's also a PIN system that the IRS is rolling out that would increase security. What else needs to be done?
The PIN system, I think, is one of the most promising ideas out there. It's basically like having a PIN code for your debit card. Okay, the problem is it's very difficult for IRS to validate the identity of the taxpayer in order to assign them a PIN. And then the other problem that you have with pins is that people lose them and forget them. And the other thing to think about here is you've got 150 million households filing income tax returns each year. That's a lot of pins to have to validate and give out every year.
Okay, so as the individual taxpayer is listening to this and they're probably thinking, well, what else can I do? If I don't want to rely on the IRS to save my bacon here, what should I do to make sure I'm not a victim? We said file early.
Well, I'm going to say it again, file early. It's a race. If the identity thief files your return before you do, then you've got a problem. If you file it first, then the thief has to move on to somebody else.
Bad news for procrastinators everywhere.
That's really bad news for procrastinators.
Sean Novak is professor of tax policy at Arizona State University and former advisor for the U.S. Senate Committee on Finance. Sean, thanks for the bad news.
Yeah, I wish it were better.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.